They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Shu Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WEBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights. On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Shu Bartholomew.
I'm so excited to have an old friend and a new friend join us today. Many of you will remember former legislator from Florida, Julio Rabaina, the guy that I called the Energizer Bunny, and he's still energizing all over the place. Only now he's tagged up with Jose Pezos, and the two of them have a management company. We're going to find out about it. But they've taken over, and they're doing something that is just incredible. They're going to be telling us all about it. So welcome, gentlemen, Julio Rabaina and Jose Pezos. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Shu, and it's nice to be back with you again. I can see that there is another Energizer Bunny that keeps doing the right thing for people all over the United States, honey. We appreciate it.
Well, somebody's got to do it. I did the last show I did was political, and I've been dying to get into the fray with that. But the thing is, I figured there's so many people doing politics, I might as well stick to the stuff that nobody else is touching. So
and we appreciate you do that because you help, you know, millions of people that would not know where else to turn, and you know, you have a great following of people, and they are always looking to you for direction and what can help and what's good for their association living.
We'll talk about association living, but let's talk a little bit. You've got a management company. Julio, when I first met you, you said you promised me that you would dedicate the rest of your life to helping homeowners in HOAs. I never forgot that. I thought that was amazing. You were a legislator. And you worked with people. You walked around. You went around the state of Florida. You talked to everybody. You tried to get legislation passed. You really and truly did that. That's where I coined the phrase, you know, the Energizer Bunny from. Now you and Jose have got a management company, although you're not in legislation anymore. You're not writing the rules, the laws, but you understand it from inside and out. So tell us a little bit about your management company, the name, how people can get a hold of you. And then we'll find out about what's new and exciting in your world, because there is something.
Absolutely, and it would be a pleasure to do so. And let me just start by saying that that promise I made to you, I will hold to it, because I do like the whole situation of being able to help people that have been abused in the world of association living. And God blessed me by, after I was done with my time as a lawmaker doing these changes in laws, that I met Mr. Jose Pezos. And Jose will tell you a little bit about himself. I think a lot of people already know him. He's considered one of the top managers in probably the United States. He is innovative, but he's also a good person and fights for those who have never had a voice. And believe it or not, to the disbelief of some people, there are good management companies, we being one of them, that basically tries to help these communities that have been destroyed by bad management, by bad board members, by bad lawyers, bad laws in the states that they are in. And I think we've made a world of difference in being able to help out. And I've been blessed to be with Jose now for going on 10 years now.
Wow.
Jose's been in this business for quite a while. And every day we see new things. But, you know, if you want to stay ahead of the curve and you want to understand what people need, we still, even though you mentioned that we're not in it anymore, believe it or not, Jose still lobbies our lawmakers here in our capital in Florida for changes to help, you know, the consumer, people that live in these associations. So even though we're not directly writing the laws, believe it or not, him and myself are right up in the front. Jose's created a group where the people of you know, management side, so forth, and speak to the lawmakers and help create good, healthy laws to protect everyone. On that note, I will turn it over to Jose so you can meet him and he can explain to you who is this gentleman that I was blessed to meet 10 years ago.
Well, I have met Jose, and I'm very pleased to have you back, Jose.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Julio, for all those kind words. And it's a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to tell you about us and to tell you about what we're doing. Like Julio said, even though Julio's not a legislator anymore, we are still in it, very much in it. Every year, there are packages of legislation that come through, and not always is it friendly to community associations, be it HOA, or there are so many different interests. There are title companies, there are realtors, there are mortgage lenders. Everybody's got their hand out, and everybody wants their piece of the pie. And the problem is, the legislation doesn't work. Even changing it doesn't work.
Right.
I've learned this the hard way. I've seen lawmakers come. I've seen lawmakers go. And what happens is that the future lawmaker does away with what the previous one did. So it's a vicious circle. We're always catching up. So when does it stop? What do we do? This is where we come in. What we did is that we created. I'm sorry, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect. Definitely. A little feedback. What we did was that we created a free market solution to the transparency problem in condominiums and HOAs. So what I do is, we have a website. It's a platform. It's called PRMiami.com.
PRMiami, hold on, Miami.com. Yeah. And this is your management company?
It is our management firm website.
Okay.
Now, on that website, you're going to notice that there is a letter Q and a numeral 2, a number 2 right next to it. That is our platform. It's called Q Square. And that stands for Quorum Square. Why Quorum Square? Well, because this on my platform will allow more participation from absentee owners, investors, and of course, a square is like a public square. So we anticipate more participation, thus more democracy, and every other community association meeting, documents, functions, financials, etc. I invite people to take a look at it. It's very simple, 7 icons that each provide a service with a functionality. So for example, you will be able to pay your association fee, chat with one of our agents instantly, instead of having to wait on the phone. You'll be able to submit a service request for anything. You'll be able to view all of the association financials and your own ledgers and statements 24 hours a day from the comfort, not just of your computer, but from your phone. So we have the ability to make your association, depending on the level of transparency the board wants, of course, we can go from the minimum state statute to 100% transparency and 100% paperless if the association wants to. And this is a free market solution to all of the legislation that they've been trying to pass for the last 20 years.
I have to stop you and ask a question, Jose. This is,
sure.
You know, you talk about if the association wants to. I think if the association wanted to, they could just let you walk in and inspect the books and records, which they're supposed to do. It's in a lot of the declarations. But the problem is they don't always want to. And usually when there's a problem and when homeowners go in requesting to inspect, it's their right. They're given the royal runaround because obviously there's something people are trying to hide. So this, so your app sounds wonderful, but again, how do you make sure that the association, the boards, the management companies, all of the people who are in control, physical control, of all the records will comply and make it available to the homeowners?
Well, here in Florida, first of all, before I even say that, let me preface this by saying that the way I came with the idea, I came up with the idea for this platform was, it's going to sound crazy, but it was divine inspiration. I was in the shower, and for many, many, many months before, it was last year at budget time when all the annual meetings happened, I start thinking, well, what is it that is the most controversial things at each community association? And it was communication, parking, of course, nothing anybody could do about parking. Can't create anymore. And, you know, access to financials and efficiencies. You know, one person told me, you know, you're the only, the association is the only institution I write a physical check for in my life. Everybody else, I pay on my phone. I'm like, you know, that is interesting and a bit archaic that community association industry hasn't advanced to the point that every other industry has because of its special accounting. It's like a little city. Each one is like a little city. So the accounting system is a little different than any every other business, including apartment rentals, right? So this app, what it helps is it helps self-managed associations put all of their information on one platform, and it's completely web-based. So in terms of like a rogue dictatorship of HOA board members wanting to control information, the whole point of the system is to have the information as public access. 24 hours a day on a third-party web server where it cannot be manipulated. Now, this what I was going to originally say.
That's the hook, right?
That's the hook.
And let me jump in.
Because that was also, Shu, my biggest complaint when I traveled around the state of Florida. You hit the nail on the head. Jose mentioned some of the issues that were the complaints, but lack of access to public records, documents, information. And I don't know if you know that Florida passed laws to make it mandatory that now these associations have even a website of their own, but nobody complies. No one does it. And I think where Jose went with this is what you call total transparency. And what else better to have total transparency than you having it at your fingertips? Show me a person that doesn't walk around anymore in America without a phone in their back pocket or in their hand. And you need info, you're going to get in, you'll be able to do everything. Don't have to deal with, at times, dealing with humans, although in society we want to deal with a live person. Sometimes that live person gives you a runaround. You now have access on your app or on your cell phone or your computer. You can go in at night and look at all documents, see what they're in, accounts payable, accounts receivable, documents, everything. Chat with someone. Hey, it's almost like saying, and I know this is not going to sound well, why do we need to have the physical bodies that I have to call when they play games with me and they know who I am or I've been a problem person? They basically, you know, take me for granted. Those days are over. You will be a person who has an app on your phone. You can access all the information and you will have everything at your fingertips. That's the way that technology is bringing everything nowadays to people. And it's long overdue so that we can stop the intervention of humans going in there and playing games from giving you what they want. How many times people complain, oh, I asked for documents, but they gave me two pieces of paper. Oh, no, but they wouldn't let me in and see it, or they told me, here, come look at all the documents. Wouldn't it be great if you don't have to go through that nonsense? When you want information, you pop it up, you look at it, and it's there. It's in your system. I think that's called respect and overdue to those that live in an association environment that they have access to this 24/7.
It's their money, and they need to know what it is.
Thank you.
When I was on the board years and years ago, we could have used an app like this, again, at the time, people didn't run around with phones, and the internet wasn't quite as robust as it is now. In fact, I think it was in its infancy.
We didn't even have the technology for the accounting system to be on a web-based system. This technology just became available maybe 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And that I know, we filed a patent on this system, on Q-Square. I filed a patent, a trademark, and copyright. We're the first to basically put all of the different functioning web-based systems on one simple screen and platform.
Wow.
That could be your phone. So everything, I mean, from viewing your association, and this is all done with security, with individual IDs and login information and encrypted passcodes that you have and you set up. So this is completely secure. This is the way management's going to be. This is a game changer, because now self-managed associations or managed associations, what we plan to do with this system is not only use it for our clients. Our clients have been using this since October 1st. So far, everybody loves it. It's functional. But we're going to release it not only to the general public that becomes our clients, but we're going to license this technology to management companies all across the United States.
So anybody anywhere can use that. Because when I was on the board, there was so many questions, of course, finances. I was on the board. It was at a board meeting. And I turned around to the manager and I said, I will be in at 10 o'clock in the morning. I want all canceled checks to be on the conference table. And I turned around to the people in the audience and I said, anybody who wants to join me at 10 a.m. tomorrow in the office and help me go through the finances, I would appreciate your help. So they were finding out at the same time I was. We went in, a number of people showed up. A number of people came. I said, look, just because I'm on the board doesn't give me extra privileges. It's your money as well. We had a number of people there. We went in and there were shoeboxes full of canceled checks that we were given. And we sat there going through these shoeboxes and we're going, what on earth is all of this? We spent a couple of days going through all that and figuring it out. How much simpler would it have been to just get on your phone and use your thumb and figure out what on earth is going on here?
Absolutely. I mean, to be quite frank with you, when I first started working on this project 14 months ago, I was shocked that nobody had come up with it before, that it was one of those aha moments. I was in the shower. I hear this voice and I'm a religious person. I'm Catholic. To me, it was God. And what he told me was this. He goes, it's the light. Bring everything into the light. And then I remembered, sunshine is the best disinfectant.
Yep.
I'm like, that's a message. That is a message, and that's what this app does. It just shines a big old flashlight in a dingy old community association record system and lets everybody see what's going on.
And sure, if I may, I had an answer for Jose when he couldn't figure out why no one had come up with it. Because it's what it is. It's that it's not convenient, or it may end up stopping the nonsense that goes on in the world of managing. That's simple.
It's hard to hide, and if you want to get away with something, you're going to hide it.
You got it.
And when
you
turn the light on to get the cockroaches to disappear.
You go. And there's a lot of cockroaches in the world of associations.
Oh,
so why
yes.
would they want to? I always say that there's really a cure for cancer out there, but the pharmaceutical companies don't want to release it because they'll lose billions.
Listen, the whole thing.
I know that's a drastic comparison, but I think that there were. And Jose came up with this. And we figured, and Jose even thinks, why hasn't anybody come up with this way to give people this ease, this availability to have all this information at their fingertips and not have to deal with all the cockroaches in management or board members that, you know, don't want you to know what's going on and what's happening in their community. Why? Because it doesn't, it does not serve their purpose. And this is why Jose calls it a game-changing way for the future of managing. Total transparency, the way it needs to be.
What's really going to bake everyone's noodle is going to be this, because at the end of the day, this is the question that everyone's going to be left with. If for the last 20, 25 years, so many advocates have been in Tallahassee and in so many other state legislatures advocating and demanding transparency laws, like so many of the reform groups that we had here in Florida, now that transparency is available in the free market. In the free market. So the free market will decide if people and board members really wanted the transparency or not.
But here you go again. The only information you're going to get is what people are going to put on there and make available, correct?
No. So the way the platform works is right now, we are the proprietors of the platform. So if you become if we manage your community, and not manage, I want to say provide administrative support, because that's what we're offering nationwide, is to provide administrative support to anyone who requires, any community association, including self-managed associations. So instead of an association having to have a separate bookkeeper just for the monthly operations because they don't have a management firm, we would provide all that compliance and prepare, you know, assistance with budgets and whatnot. Now, in the transfer of all that information, we get all that information. And depending on what state you're operating in, there are certain documents that are required by law to be put online. That's why I said our base for the platform is the minimum statute requirement, which is pretty much almost everything.
And trying to explain that a little clearer, Shu, it's that, believe it or not, we do have the availability to put everything out there that is, what is required to understand what's happening with your money, the accounts payable, accounts receivable, copies of contracts and what has been done. All of that is actually now being pushed by law that requires a website, at least in Florida, to show what is going on in these condominium association environments. So to the answer to your question, we get it. We will put it out there. And we will get all the information that's turned over to us from either other management company or people that have not been managed. We will build the base, and we will definitely put it out there, every bit of information possible. I think your concern issue is that, is the board going to restrict what is put on that? And I would tell you that the answer to that would be no, because knowing us and the way we are, it's very clear. It's all or nothing. Let us put it all out there. This is about total transparency and ease so that you can see what happens. By the way, it's really great because it takes all the pressure off board members being accused, because if you got everything out there, you've got nothing to hide.
I agree.
You can take the criticism. You understand what I'm saying there?
I agree. I think the criticism comes when you're not getting the information. I so totally agree with you. You're still going to have, I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years, and you're still going to have people who are going to be trying to hide things under the rug because they're helping themselves to a lot of the finances. There are still going to be problems, and there's still going to be stealing going on. I hate to say it, but people are people, and unfortunately, not everybody is that way, but there are people who are.
You're absolutely correct, and the app is not a cure-all. Okay, for example, one of the biggest controversies is parking. It doesn't do a thing for parking. it does allow and facilitate communication, easy, quick, fast, efficient communication through your phone.
Yeah.
By a chat, via email, via text, pay online. Board members can electronically sign checks online on their phone, view invoices,
wow,
et cetera. So yeah, this is a very efficient system. It's perfect for self-managed associations. But to your point, to your question, I think that when people feel the power of seeing association documents, whatever the board, even if it's just this minimum state requirements, which is a lot, and they see that on their phone and they have the power of that type of transparency and disclosure, it makes people feel better. And when they see that there are missing items, they're going to quickly ascertain why. And they can go to the board with a simple chat, with a simple email, and ask, why is this not released? So it encourages more participation, which is, I think, what the key is to the problems. If there was more participation and not just such apathy, we have maybe a 10% participation rate, and that's generous. If we can get more people to participate, I think that the stealing will be less, because people will realize you're stealing from yourself.
And this is where I come in, Shu, because, as you know, me and Jose, for years in our association, management company, we also do investigations. We help all the time. We actually have detectives that we work with that are hired at times and paid for their services to try to find, expose, and prosecute crime. You know that this is happening. The world of kickbacks, the world of board members doing what they do, the shenanigans, and one of the reasons why they don't want transparency, total transparency. Well, now, let me tell you what the app does. Miss Jane Doe, who never goes to meetings, who probably doesn't even know how to request documents, or may have requested and had to deal with the humans that were not willing to turn it over, and the information requested was never given to them. It's very different now when you go ahead and you're able to say, oh, you know what, I don't need to call anybody. I'm going to go on here and look at what is in here. Now you got one more person that has documents in hand. And when they take it to the Economic Crimes Unit, which this applies to every state in the United States, everybody has different police departments, but they all have economic crime units and detectives. The first thing that they all tell you, whether you're living in Alaska or you're living in Florida, they're going to tell you, let me see what you got. Show me some documents. So now they can look right on their phone, and you know we have the ability to print nowadays right off of our smartphones, off our laptops, print some documents. Here it is. I guarantee you now the chances of watching these law enforcement officers finally say, we got enough, we'll start an investigation, just because in a few minutes you were able to download something that caught their eye, which is that probable cause that they look for. It opens up a whole nother world of opportunities to catch those that are in the world of wrongdoing in associations. Very simple. It's a great tool. I think that you'll see that. But I think what people will enjoy, like everything else, I used to like calling 1-800 numbers to order. Now I order off my cell phone apps, whether it's Amazon or everything else. The convenience that you put in my hands, and let me tell you what else, because an association, it's like they're messing with your checkbook. They got your money. They're dealing with your money, but there's something where you were not able to get the same information you would have from a credit card purchase online, from Amazon and what you were ordering. I think this was long overdue, and I just want to be clear. It's not the fix-all. It's not the, as they call it, it's not the silver bullet, but it's sure going to open up a lot of opportunities to look at that world where I get involved looking at potential fraud, because transparency is the key to everything. That means get the information out there and put it at the fingertips of every person that pays a penny to an association.
You know, I'm really excited about this. I'm trying to find the flaws based on all my years, literally years, of dealing with associations, either as a member, working with people, doing the research, doing the show, talking to people, and all of that. And I'm really excited. It does not fix what my concern about it, which is that everybody is being forced into something they may not may not want. I don't know why we need to have associations. It's not, they're not homeowner friendly. You know, I think there are other ways you can deal with it. But since they are there, I think this is going to go a long way.
And they're not going to go away, Shu, unfortunately, because development in the United States, due to the lack and shortage of land, as we continue to build and build and build, most new developments are normally not single-family homes like we saw in normal communities. Now, they are what they call the walled-in communities, the common area sharing communities, whether it's up, meaning a condo, whether it's a single homes, but behind the wall communities where they share security services and maybe common elements like pools, tennis courts. That's the future of development. So associations, folks, as much as I agree, I wish they never would have been invented, are here and they're here to stay and are going to continue to grow in leaps and bounds as the years go on due to that is where developers go nowadays. They buy the big parcel, they put it in, and they develop a community, and it has to have an association, as you know, to pay for these common elements and stuff. And money, as long as there's money involved, there is actually temptation. And as Jose said earlier, look at all the hands that are into the pot of the money, starting with law firms, you know, starting with management companies, you're talking about contractors, you name it, it's in there. It's very tempting. You need to have transparency. The only people who are not happy with me and Jose right now are a lot of other property management companies and a lot of law firms who now their bills will be exposed. You can imagine the enemies that we make when we come up with this kind of stuff. You know,
really, management firms, I just wanted to say this really quick. Management firms should not, I understand the a little bit of hatred we're going to get, but we are going to be opening this to all of you. We're going to license this technology, so you're going to be able to add this to your website yourself. And you'll be able to share in the app. The app will be approved very shortly through Apple and Google Play. So it's called Q-Square. Anybody who wants to see the app, the platform right now, it's up and running, can go to our website, prmiami.com, and click on the Q2 icon or letter, and you take a look at the seven options there on the very easy to use platform. You know, when you love what you do, like Julio and I have a passion for what we do.
Yes, we do.
It's natural that what we want to do, our end game is to push the boundaries of what anyone else has done in our industry, and because our combined, you know, I've been in this business for 14 years. And Julio's been in it between the legislature and here at about the same time or more. And what we've learned is on this app. What we've learned is on this. Estoppels and questionnaires can be requested, filled out, paid for right on the phone. Estoppels or questionnaires or applications for rent, applications for purchase, architectural review committee forms, service request forms, chatting, association documents, paying your fee. All of that on your phone. It's really something that's never been done before. I'm very excited about it. And I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to, you're the first media that we have let know about this.
Yay.
Yes.
There you go, Shu. You're a first.
I'm a first. I'm a number one. I want to go back to something you said, Julio, when you said they're here to stay because there are a lot of fingers in the pot.
Sure.
I think one of the biggest ones that you omitted and overlooked is the local municipal governments, because they mandate them. It's double taxation. They get free tax dollars. And because of that, I think you're right. They won't go away. But you really and truly, regardless of the way you build these things, you really and truly do not need an association. They're supposed to be for the people, and the people are supposed to have, the members are supposed to have more of a say in it. Now you've got the boards making the decisions, and the members don't have a whole lot to say. They're just stuck with it. I checked out the way things are done in countries where they've had multi-unit buildings for way before we even came up with condos over here. And I wanted to know how they managed them, what happened. And what they said was they have the annual meeting, just like we do. You are required, if you own a unit, you are required to attend the annual meeting. They do hire a manager. The manager does not manage the owners. The manager manages the project that the manager is told about or told to manage by the owners at this meeting. So they'll find out, you know, what needs to be done. They'll find out if there needs to be a big project. They'll find out what the cost is. They'll get bids. They will decide, and they will decide how much of an increase in dues they're going to pay to cover this. So they really and truly do control it. It's not, you don't have all these laws. You don't have, the manager doesn't have the power to evict you from your house, doesn't have the power to fine you, doesn't have the power to foreclose to collect that fine. That's all, what we're doing is all totally backwards. I'm not worried so much about the multiple, you know, multi-unit developments. I am worried about the powers that a small handful of people.
You're talking about the abusive powers of government in general. And remember that I was in that world for many years,
as
a former mayor of the city and so forth. And then for, if we're up to me, I always say that people know what to do with their money better than government does.
I agree.
And they know how to spend it even in a more of a wise way than government. It's, remember, since they didn't, government didn't have to work for it and sweat for it, it's easy for them to do the foolishness that I saw in the years that I was there.
Right.
On, I mean, if you ran, let's put it this way. I'm about to give you a cliche, but everybody knows it. If you were to run your private business the way government runs itself, everybody would be bankrupt and you'd be out of business. And it still continues to feed. So we continue to feed the monster, which means that as long as they're developers, which have relationships with government, they're still going to continue to develop these communities and find a way to put in a source of revenue for the government, for the state of Florida. Let's talk about it. Remember, you got feeding off of this is local government,
right,
state government, and in some issues, we even got the federal government involved. So it's a vicious cycle that I don't know how you break it. All that we're trying to do, myself and Jose, is try to expose it. That's what we're trying to tell you, because just putting out information and data is called exposure. And if you have information to people is power. The power to be able to know what the heck is being done to them and then be able to mount a good way to take back the communities and stuff. Unfortunately, Shu, the part of government, I don't know how you'll ever do away with that, especially from what I'm looking at the national level, federal level nowadays. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It absolutely is disgusting.
Yeah, we don't want to even get into that at this point. We're just trying, like I said, me and Jose have become true to what I told you years ago, that we have a passion for this. I would probably end up doing this for the rest of my life. And I just want to be remembered, same as Jose, as, hey, these guys went on and went out and did something, and Jose came up with this great idea on how you give me more information to what I have the right to know, because I pay money, my hard-earned money, into this community, and I want to know what the heck is going on in there. So this is just a little, what I call it, a grain of sand that we're putting in there, but the first step, hopefully other companies will follow, and I'm going to challenge other management companies to use this and to show their customers and people and potential new customers that they're willing to have something like this. That, and it sends a message like, we have nothing to hide. We actually encourage that for everybody to have this. We want to hear management companies say, this is a great thing. We're going to offer it and give it to all of our clients. The proof will be in the pudding. We'll see how many people step up. We're getting some response. People like the ease, but more importantly, they like now the ability to have some transparency in what they're doing with their money in the form of data and docs. I don't have any hope for government.
And you don't have. Well, I have some hope for the people. And I think explaining to them the entire thing and not just saying it, you know, but letting them know that their local governments are also mandating these things. It's not just, you know, it's a big picture. I mean, it's a huge, huge swamp. There are a lot of people out there trying to get a big bite at things. I talked to, and I can't think of his name right now, but I talked to a CAI attorney, and I said, we really don't need, he said, oh, well, you've got to have an association because you've got a condo, and the condo has got to, I said, no. I said, they don't do that. Look at all the old buildings in Paris and Europe. You know, they don't have a management. I think Jan will tell you, Julio, that they're illegal in Germany. Whether they are or not, I don't know, but I assume Jan knows what he's talking about. You cannot have the association. And so when I explained how they managed to handle it and how it really and truly was the members who made the decisions, his response was, oh, we're not mature enough in this country to handle that. So you have to be told what to do. I went to a CAI law conference once, and one of the attorneys stood there and gave a presentation and said, don't talk to the owners. I think of them as the children. It's the board members who are the parents. You can talk to the parents and explain to them why they need to do the following thing, and they can deal with their children. There's a certain disrespect in this entire mess, and people need to understand that they're being treated like children. Nobody, you know, people don't think that you have the ability to handle it, and that's not true. As you said, Julio, people know how to handle their money a heck of a lot better than the government.
Better than government. Yes, they do.
But there's this culture that we have in this country about this, and this is just part and parcel of that.
Well, just remember one thing, Shu, going back to the subject at hand, is that this government claims it regulates, in our world here in Florida, regulates condos, but it doesn't regulate homeowner associations, so there's no protection. But you know what they should be doing is coming out and saying, we support these kind of, you know, of technology and apps, because we know government at times is criticized, and for a good reason they're criticized, but let's give people a chance to be transparent. Maybe someday an app like this will come out to be able to see what government does with your money. Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be something? Okay, Jose, start working on it.
Oh, that would be, I'll challenge Jose, because he's definitely got the brains to do this, because he lives and breathes this. But you can imagine how that's going to shake up government when something like this. Can you imagine everybody walking around like they will be able to do now with an app, and to be able to do everything with an association? Now they have an app, call it clear and truthful government. Give it a name. And you're accessing it, and you're looking at every day how your tax dollars are spent, how your money is, you know, distributed to pay for what, and what, finally, what they pay for projects. Because you know that when the feds or the state or local government contract somebody, they pay triple the amount of money that you would in the private sector to have somebody come and do work for you.
In this wonderful Fairfax County that I live in, the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, in a time when the economic situation was really, really bad, raised property taxes and took more money from their own constituents who were not working, who did not have jobs, and gave themselves a 20% pay raise. Because, you see, they deserved it. The people who were...
Again, I will blame some of that, Shu, on lack of transparency. They don't know whether it's justified or not. I mean, let's be honest. Everybody will complain in most cases about any kind of increases, because it means an impact. But however, if it can be justified by show me why it is that you deserve it, or what is it that's costing you? Is it costing you money to do this job? I don't, you know, when we need to compensate you at a higher level, that I can, you know, I would want to have it justified. Show me why it is that you're doing this, government. Well, let's go back again to association. You know, if you can say, hey, wait a second, the association is raising my maintenance fees by $20. Hold on, let me pull out my cell phone. Let me click to here. Let me look at the budget, the annual, the financials, what's going on, you know, and you look at that within minutes. You can make a very intelligent and educated decision and comment by saying, no way you guys justify any more money. You're actually under budget. Why do you need to increase me 20%? That is where, again, we need people to understand that one of the biggest complaints I heard and what we're trying to do here is help you as an owner and help boards, honest boards, because I will say that there is a super majority of honest people out there, volunteers trying to do the right thing. But
I agree.
They have to have a way to prove that what they're doing is right, that the money's being handled correctly, that these projects that are being requested have to be paid properly, not throw money at them, because that normally leads to kickbacks and everything else, as you know. So this is vital. This is a vital component. I'm trying to make sure that people learn to trust again, but people don't trust anything anymore unless they see it for themselves. And even at times when they see it in writing, they'll even doubt that. They'll think it is altered.
That's been changed. World. I know it is. So I'm really excited. Has this been used yet? Have you had a prototype? Are you using it? Is it being used in Florida? What's the status on this, on Q squared?
Jose, are you there?
I'm sorry, I could not hear the question. It was cutting in and out. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can.
If you want to know, go ahead, Stu.
Go on.
We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now, Jose?
A little bit better. Okay, yes. How about there?
All right, I just was wondering if Q squared has been tested.
We've beta tested it with our own clients, and we've had it live for the public since October 1st. So we've been in the creation mode since January of this year. We were in planning the last 2 months of last year, and we beta tested it in September, and we went live on October 1st. So far, it works great. Especially the realtors, mortgage brokers, title agents, they love it. They love it because they go there, one-stop shop, and they have all their work done in about 5 minutes.
So they'll have all that stuff. How much information are you going to have? For instance, you're talking about this, the agents and the settlement attorneys and all of that. One of the things they're going to want is financial information in the transfer of a house, of a unit. Is that private information available to everyone? For instance, they're going to want to know if I've paid my assessment as of so they can prorate all that. Is that information going to be on there, available to everyone?
In Florida, in our version in Florida, yes, it is. It's the estoppel. You're talking about an estoppel certificate. So, yes, they have to, under Florida law, they have to request it, and they can do so right there on the app on their phone.
Okay.
And pay for it, and they can do so right there on the phone. Now, once they request it and pay for it, this is the owner. This is a person representing the buyer who sought permission from the owner to request the estoppel on his behalf.
Okay, yes.
So that information will be available in the state of Florida.
By request. It'll be available by request. It's not there for every Tom, Dick, and Harry to go on and say, oh, Jose, you haven't paid your assessments.
No.
Okay.
In fact, broadcasting financials that way, especially of debts owed, is a violation of the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. No.
Okay. Now, when you said it's all available online, I'm going, wait a minute, just how much is available online?
We're talking in the universe of members, of owners of these associations, owners or members within the association. It's not just for board members. This is for every unit owner. Every owner of that community will have access and should have access by law to all of the association property. The only thing this app does is that it avoids, first of all, it puts everything digital. we're talking about getting rid of all those shoe boxes of, remember, canceled checks you
talked yes.
about?
We're going back a few years.
Yeah, it's gone. You'd be surprised how many associations still use physical boxes that have to be logged and they have to be paid for every month, the storage. It's ridiculous. So we're digitizing for our clients that want to do so, and we're putting everything online. So whenever you have somebody makes a document request, they don't even have to make the request. You go on your phone, you download the app, boom, you put in your ID and your passcode, and you're in. You can view whatever you'd like, and we update it once a week. So everything, every transaction, the ledgers, the trial balances, everything, every vendor that has been paid, every check, it's all there. All there.
Okay, so but all the stuff that's supposed to be kept, yeah, like salaries and anything like that is not going to be available for the public.
Not an individual basis, like, for example, in Florida, the budget is available, and on the budget you will see a payroll line item, but that's a general number.
Yeah.
Nothing individual would be released.
Right.
And even in the association document page where you can find everything, and there's even a phone book with all the members' information, members control whether they want to release their own private contact information or not through the app.
Oh.
So you regulate the release of your own private information you hold through your own ID and passcode. So this is the same as if you would have a Google or a PayPal account or anything else. This is no different. We're just dragging the community association industry into the 21st century.
That sounds really exciting. I'm sorry.
Sure, and if I may, real quick, because I know we're running kind of short on time, what we're getting is a lot of people that have been self-managed, that had never had a management company, small communities, 10 units or big ones that could be, hundreds of units, whatever it may be. And these are volunteers which are making mistakes. Let's call it mistakes, not to call it what I really want to call it, if you know what I mean.
I know.
But let's give them the benefit of the doubt that they're making mistakes. And they claim, oh, I'm a poor volunteer. I don't know any better. Well, guess what? No reason why you shouldn't have, this app and make it available to all the owners to show everybody that at least you admitted you're making mistakes and give you something that gives people what the basics that they need, some type of transparency, information, and stop falling back on that excuse. Oh, but we're just poor volunteers. We don't have a professional management company or the worst one. We can't afford a professional management company. You can definitely afford services like this. Let's give people the respect they deserve. And if you're falling in that category where you've never had this, here's a wonderful opportunity to have it.
So, and you will help them set the whole thing up and provide the support that they're going to need, right?
Correct. So, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So they will be made available.
Yeah. Phase one would be where we are, you're one of our clients, one of our management clients, and you pick. You choose to have an administrative support package, and what is that? Well, that's we're handling your bookkeeping, your accounts receivable, accounts payable, and set you up online with an account receivable company that's a third-party company that will allow you access to pay online. There are two or three in the industry right now. You can choose whichever one you'd like. The beauty is we can connect with whatever provider you're already using. So if you have a management software that you like and you're using that management software and they have a portal, well, we'll connect that software with our portal, with our platform, and you'll have access to it as well. So we can customize it. What's patented is the idea, the concept, the platform itself is what we're going to be licensing. And we're going to be doing it nationwide through every management firm or community association itself that wants to just use it itself. They're going to be able to use it as well. And we're talking to some people to partner up with them that for distribution.
Sounds great. Well, I'll put a link on my promo when I put it out there, and it's prmiami.com. That's your website?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
prmiami.com. Guys, go to it. Julio Jose. Julio Jose, thank you so very, very much for joining us today and for sharing this exciting new project. I hope you'll come back once it's been operational for a while and maybe give us a little bit more of what's going on. Tell us a little more.
Absolutely. Definitely, Sue. And thank you again for always, you know, giving that opportunity to all your listeners and to us to be able to share what we come up with to help our world of association living.
Keep innovating, and I hope one day you'll pull the rug out from under them. Until then, thanks to everyone for joining us. Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to justice for HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.